law, Monsignor Smith, would like to reflect on an aspect of our contemporary culture, and with something that's called a Promethean attitude, a type of radical autonomy that is so self-sufficient, so filled with itself and sufficiency, that some people really believe they don't need other people. And in fact, other people are all a bother. They're a nuisance. They are intruders on my freedom. It's like the person whose personal national anthem is kind of my way, and I gotta be me, and I can only be me. And if you ask this fellow, are you your brother's keeper? He'd probably say, are you crazy? I look after myself. God helps those who help themselves. It's this radical notion of individual autonomy that's an enemy of human solidarity and has very bad consequences. Our Holy Father, in his Gospel of Life, Evangelium Vitae, says in paragraph 20, some people look on all other people as enemies to be protected against or as aliens to be defended against. That type of radical autonomy, radical individualism, nothing could be further from the gospel of Jesus Christ. The man for others, who lived for others, who by his own example taught us about making that sincere gift of ourselves. That's how we'll fulfill ourselves, not by shutting others out, not by cutting them off, not by considering them aliens or foreigners. And we have to contribute to a culture of life by moving from that kind of selfish indifference to genuine concern, to welcome people not for just what they have and what they make and what they can manipulate, but simply for what they are, made in the image and likeness of God, just like you and me. We have to welcome their presence for what they are, not for what they have. And that's the type of respect and generous service that's required when we realize someone else is made in the image and likeness of God. Then we get the right answer to the question, am I my brother's keeper? Sure you are. You're your brother's keeper. You're your sister's keeper. You're your parents' keeper. You're your children's keeper. We all keep an eye and help on each other. And we have to avoid that kind of Promethean autonomy, which is ripping apart our legal system and also unraveling some of our social system. We follow the example. We follow the teaching of the gospel. It's not by being absolutely alone, but it's by making a generous donation of our own self that we will find ourselves, fulfill ourselves, make contact with, be genuine service and presence to all other people made in the image and likeness of God, just like you and me.